On Friday afternoon, Manuel Oliver, father of slain Joaquin Oliver, will produce a mural in the center of Woodstock, New York, that will combine psychedelic vibes, street art, and activism with a strong statement from Joaquin Oliver. It is all part of the Woodstock Film Festival and the showing of the new documentary, Parkland Rising. Manuel Oliver is a part of that documentary, and he joins us on the roundtable this morning. Manuel, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for the invitation. It's a pleasure being here.
Obviously, this year has been traumatic, and just over a year and a half. I'm curious as to what you think when you take part in a project like a documentary such as Parkland Rising, of what good you hope that does.
Well, I was part of this documentary when during the whole process. So at the very beginning, you're just sharing your story. It's something new in your life. Of course, I've never done this before. And then you get to know the crew, and then you get to know their producers in a closer relationship, and you start to understand that there's a goal behind that process. Today, after seeing the documentary, I think that it's very powerful. I am glad that I am part of it. I am glad that everyone is going to have access to see it, and that I could share my son's story using a louder voice, I guess. So you don't know this till it's over, or till the project is done. And again, now that I see it, I'm glad that I'm part of it.
It is such a stirring documentary of both the students who have become activists, of the parents, of course, and their impact, and of course their activism as a result, including yours, and you're have a very large role in this documentary. Talk to us a little bit about how art became such a part of this for you, and the art that you'll be bringing to Woodstock as well.
Art has always been something that I have passion for. My whole life, I've been trying my best to use art to express myself. And after I lost our beautiful son, Joaquin, that was like one of the resources that I had to start doing something. I am very limited when it comes to having skills. I have that one. I have the ability to use creativity in a way that will somehow impact people, and that's our most powerful tool. And that also explains the connection with the kids since day one, and all the stories very well explained on the documentary. You will see how we got to know each other because of a tragedy. You will see how my wife Patricia and myself somehow find these kids as a way for us to still be surrounded by youth energy. So art is a great tool when all those emotions are out there. There is no way for me to speak this out and explain it in any better way than just throwing a mural full of color, full of energy. And in addition to that, it's also a way to get Joaquin involved in the message. This is not me doing art. This is Joaquin being an activist.
I am sure so many people come up to you and can't imagine the pain that you have gone through in losing your son. And I'm sure they want to know what they can do or what we can do, and feel somewhat helpless. I'm curious as to how you address that with people, as you'll be talking to a group at the festival, of how you address that and how it should be, in your opinion, addressed during this political season, and as presidential candidates are regularly talking about the issue, especially when new tragic events occur.
I try to let people know that this could happen to anyone at any time. I am a perfect example of that. And not only me, but 100 people will go through that experience today. Some mother will lose her son or daughter, and some husband will lose his wife. So that will happen in regular basis in our country. I try to be very honest with everyone that is listening to my speeches. What can you do? Well, you can start being part of a solution before it hits you. I needed to learn the hard way that I could do something to prevent gun violence. You don't need to learn the hard way. There's a lot going on today that will show you that you should definitely get involved. When 2 years ago, and it's kind of crazy how this conversation has been increasing in our society since the last 2 years. I think there is a before and after Parkland. So that's number one, get involved before the tragedy hits you. And when it comes to presidential candidates and the whole political side of this, I just don't trust almost anyone. And the reason that I don't trust anyone is because this is not a new problem. This is being out there with Republicans in power, Democrats in power, with mixed power, red, blue, House of Congress, Senate. So, and they have done nothing. So why will I trust them now? Instead of, I'm trying to push in a very social way a message that is dedicated to the community. And then the community will choose who to vote for. That's the way it's gonna be played, this game moving forward. Politicians will need to follow our criteria and our needs. And it's happening now. You can see in the latest debates, gun violence is like a mandatory subject to be involved or to put a cross over your campaign. So that is already happening, and I'm glad that it's already happening, because if you will ask me this question a year and 8 months ago, when I lost my son Joaquin, I wouldn't be able to answer so secure that change will come.
You look at something like the comments that Beto O'Rourke made, and they're very strong comments, and then there seems to be a backlash to those comments. And I guess that just shows the divisions of the debate. And I don't, I watch that and I think, well, then what have we, if that is again kind of setting up the line, then how do we move forward from just that? So someone can say something like that and we're not arguing at that fact.
Well, yeah, it requires a whole change of thinking from our culture. What Beto said, it was a risky comment. We all know that. It's like what they don't want to listen. It's why they've been arguing since we started fighting gun violence. Are you going to come for my guns?
Right.
And I always say, no, I don't want your guns. I don't want any guns. So I just want to make sure that your guns are on the right hand. So Beto crossed that line, and I get it, because emotionally that's what you want to do. I keep thinking that same thought, but it requires a little more. Let me just go back to what happened in New Zealand. That was probably a couple of months ago, 3 months ago.
Right.
And there was a mass shooting in New Zealand, and the main leader of that nation decided to ban assault weapons. It took a little bit more than 24 hours after the shooting for her to do that, to make that move. However, the response from the community was totally an approval, 100% approval of what she decided to move forward on. That won't happen here. If you have a leader tomorrow, you name it, whoever, that decides to ban assault weapons, you will have a new debate going on. So our culture is already intoxicated by the NRA and the gun lobby, intoxicated enough to not go in any other route that will somehow pretend to buy back guns from them. So there's a lot that we need to do in terms of ethic. We don't have political differences. We have ethical differences. And we're working on it. And it's going to take a lot of documentaries. It's going to take a lot of murals. And sadly, but also true, it's going to take a lot of victims.
Manuel Oliver, father of Joaquin Oliver, will, along with his wife, Patricia Oliver, will be at the Woodstock Film Festival. And Manuel will be producing a mural in the center of Woodstock that will combine psychedelic vibes and street art, as well as activism, with a strong statement from Joaquin Oliver. Manuel, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program, and I look forward to your visit to our region. Thank you very much for your work and for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Again, you can find out more information about the Woodstock Film Festival by going to woodstockfilmfestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.